Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting second. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fifth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sweeney moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wingo for the out. One out. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Warner moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Warner moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Warner scores. Gehringer moves to third. Rice moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gehringer scores. Rice moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Tigers. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tavener moves to third. Mel Harder now pitching. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Carroll hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morgan. Carroll reaches second base with a double. Tavener scores. Wingo goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-0, Tigers. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Burns reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Tigers. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrave hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavener for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carroll takes first base on ball 4. Wingo moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Len scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jamieson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jamieson moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 3 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrave for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Summa moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell strikes out. 2 outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Morgan. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tavener hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Len settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Heilman steals third. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wingo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heilman scores. It's 9-2, Tigers. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Carroll bunts towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wingo moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson throws the ball into Lind, who tags Sweeney, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wingo scores. Carroll moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-2, Tigers. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Warner hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive towards short. Tavner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lind moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lind scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 10-3, Tigers. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Gherkin now playing left field. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-4 in the game. Hargrave hits a fly ball into left field. Gherkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Gherkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague pinch hits for Lou Fonseca. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montague moves to second. Bruce Caldwell pinch hits for Mel Harder. Bruce Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken takes first base on ball four. Montague moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Montague tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, Tigers. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Gerken moves to second. It's 10-5, Tigers. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.